everybody. Welcome to today's show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
That is 27 seconds of pure gold.
At least.
I made that in 1999. Thank you very much.
Yes.
That's actually me saying static. Can you believe it?
Is that you laughing?
No.
Oh, I've always wondered that. I always thought that was you.
No, that's not me laughing. I'm the one saying static, though.
Who's laughing?
Those are samples from sound effects CDs that I had purchased during film school.
Oh.
Remember, I got those four CDs in film school?
Oh, yeah. I thought you borrowed mine pretty much. But yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I bought four CDs in film school. I've still got them.
I still have mine, too. I have two of them.
Back from 1990 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they got a woman laughing, a man laughing, and that's what I got those from, so.
Oh, I thought you stole that from the guest, too.
No, I did not.
Laughing.
Ha, 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 ha.
Laughing.
Ha, 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 ha. No, but then that's me saying static with a little bit of help from Audacity.
Verbato. Verbato.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, my voice can't do that, but anyway. You filter it enough, it can. So. Anyway, everybody, hey, welcome to the Stag Show. Still here, still recording, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
And whether I like it or not, apparently.
That's right.
I was doing fine, and all of a sudden I got this nose full of snot about 10 minutes before we're starting to record, so.
It's disgusting. The listeners guys sucked not for like the last half an hour.
Well, you know. But I would think that you are used to it, I mean, with all the sucking sounds, you know, in your day job, so.
Oh, I see.
Didn't you grow up wondering, you know, Mom, what's going on? What's going on, Mom?
Mm-hmm. Miles, shut up!
Mm-hmm.
I think you had a whole Forrest Gump kind of a, you know, experience in your life there. But,
oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Well, hey, your mom is so dumb, she tried to climb Mountain Dew. That's how dumb your mom is. So
yeah, that's nice. I don't think I was saying your mom was dumb. I just, anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't mean anything insulting. I just said she sucked cock. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I didn't mean to insult you. Pardon me. Pardon.
Yeah, sorry, man. Jeez.
Pardon.
Pardon the insult, but
Well, believe me, you've already gotten your revenge on me, even though you don't realize it, so.
Oh, go on.
So, anyway, this weekend, well, first of all, I put a picture of one of your creations, oddly enough, on the internet this week. And maybe I'll use it as the show art. What do you think?
I would love you to do that.
So the show art will be one of Miles' creations from college. He called it PH Man. Do you want to tell the people about PH Man at all, or...?
I was trying to think of something creative for the promotions department for the college radio station. And I really had a mental block. I was doodling. I go, what if there was a man, like a character made out of pubic hair, and he was called Mr. PH Man? And, you know, Bob had to get these things okayed, and there was like this old bat in charge of it, and he had to run it past her. She really did not want to do it. And,
no, she did not.
And Bob, to his credit, actually, I can't believe this, actually stood up for me and said, we have to do this.
I did. I said, I didn't tell her that it was a pubic hair guy, but I did say...
Did she think it was those little cartoon, little juvenile or something? Or
yeah, I did say it was Mr. PH Man, but I did not say what PH stood for.
She didn't ask?
No,
did you
she did not ask. And she was wondering if I was having children make these. And I said, oh, well, it's kind of kooky, I know, but...
Well, I mean, he is kind of like a child, I suppose, in a way.
But... In a way, it's very childish, you're correct. But...
God.
Yeah, but anyway, she finally relented. It took a little bit of cajoling, but she saw Thank it was you. Harmless, and she's like, well, I guess if you think it's good. I go, yeah, I think it's good enough.
Oh, it's really kick-ass, man. It's really good, man.
And she let me go ahead and make copies, and we stapled them up around campus. So.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was on the campus of the University of Missouri, Kansas City this weekend. And there was a sculpture of what I looked out this window, and I'm like, that's PH Man.
Yeah.
And it was made out of, like, iron girders or something that were bent and painted yellow. And I'm like, I could not believe it. I mean, I haven't seen Mr. PH Man since, like, 1990.
Yeah.
And there he was. And I took a picture of it and sent it to you, so.
I should have just kept going with that character, you know.
Well, apparently you should have, because if you would have, you probably could have sued that sculptor.
Exactly, right?
At this point, you've got one flyer from a college radio station. I don't think that's going to do it.
And I don't even know where that's at now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, shit got thrown away.
All you have is a memory of the flyer.
Yeah, no fooling.
So Mr. PH Man. Well... That's not my comeuppance, though. So, I'm there for my daughter. She's, you know, going to be going away to college. And she's going to several for various, you know, things, right, to see them and so forth. And so, we took her to Kansas City this weekend for, you know, some kind of college thing. We had to be there in the morning for some stuff, and then we had some time, and then we had to be back in the afternoon. Well, we went to the morning stuff, you know, and filled out some paperwork and talked to people and whatnot, and then we had like a couple, 3-4 hours to kill. And so we went to, I'll tell you the good parts about it.
Okay.
Were that we went to... they have a miniature and toy museum there in Kansas City, which is really great. And all right. We went through that, which is fun. Nothing to complain about there. And we went over to the Kansas City Museum of Art. And I saw Warhol paintings, like, live, you know.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool, right?
Yeah, all right.
So I saw Campbell Soup Can. And I saw this other, you know, kind of like that Maryland one, you know, he did with all the colors.
Yeah, no,
but it wasn't Maryland, it was a different one, but,
right.
Yeah, very cool. So, I mean, that was the, you know, neat, portion of the, trip. The negative part was in between the toy museum and the art museum, we had lunch. We had lunch at a place called the Cheesecake Factory. I don't know if you're aware of the Cheesecake Factory.
I have heard of it, yes. Was Rachel and Ross there?
Rachel and Ross. Yeah.
Ross were hanging out.
We hung out at the Cheesecake Factory. And I mean, generally, I've been to these places before. Not to that particular one in Kansas City, but there's one in St. Louis I've been to, so.
Right.
And I decided I was there, you know, and I was feeling a bit, you know, I'm not a very adventurous eater at all.
Right, yeah, you are very picky.
I'm very picky. And so I thought, well, I'm going to do something a little bit different. And they had this deal that was a salad and a pizza. Which I would normally wouldn't get that. I mean, that's... Anyway. And they have... It's kind of like a pizza with multiple toppings, which I don't usually do either. So I said, oh, I'll try this. So I get this salad, and I did not like the salad. It was like what I would call a weed salad, you know what I mean? It's like they went out in the parking lot and pulled things out of cracks in the pavement and threw them into a bowl. But, you know, some people like that. I kind of like a more traditional, you know, cheap salad. But I ate some of it, and then a couple of times I got, like, this really bitter, you know, I don't know what it was. And my wife's like...
tossed?
What's that?
Do you like your salad tossed?
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, funny. So, so I got this real bitter stuff, and my wife's like, well, maybe it's this. And so I tried, no, it's not that. And so anyway, I ate all the salad. And I got this pizza, and it tasted pretty good. It was pretty good pizza, and I ate it all down. And ate all the pizza, didn't eat all the salad because this bitter root or something that was in there. I don't know what it was.
Right.
And so I thought that was fine. Well, whew. I had, this is the most I've used a public bathroom in recent memory.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You know, I don't know what was going on inside of me.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a sound that your stomach starts making. It sounds like a bunch of lemmings are running from your bowel all the way up to your throat.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what in the world are they getting away from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out.
Oh, no.
My only saving grace was that we had to be in this one building, and we were going to be there then after our break. And so I barely made it into this building.
Yeah.
And barely made it into this bathroom. I mean, I was, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, I had like, one of those come-along straps that you would use to get out of the snow or whatever around my butt cheeks because... It was going to happen any moment.
Oh, my God.
I was walking like my shoelaces were tied together. It was that bad.
You got like diarrhea during the college visit, right?
Yes. And I don't mean just diarrhea. It was like, you know, Vesuvius.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, I was Pompeii. And I covered all of the Pompeians in the toilet bowl.
I mean,
I barely sat down, and it was like... And the noise, the thunder, and the rumble. So I did that happen, and I mean, I was there, it seemed like an hour. I don't have any idea. And I was just totally spent. I mean, I had, you know... I had shit 17 years of shit in one go, and so, you know.
The levee's going to break.
Yeah, the levee broke, let me tell you.
The levee's going to break. Na-na.
And so I thought, great, I'm done. It's all over with. I didn't shit my pants or anything.
Right.
And, you know, I got out of there, washed my hands really well.
Yes.
I go and I'm talking, you know, waiting with my wife. She's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
No.
I mean, other than I did something that I never do, which is use a public restroom to take a crap.
I gotta say, yeah, you are completely against this.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But there was no way. I knew I was going to have to use the public restroom that day because we weren't going home for a long time. And I knew it was going to be once. Little did I know it was going to be three times. So,
Sir, please hold all questions to the end, please. Thank you.
Yeah, so I...
Where's the bathroom?
About, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes later, I'm like, I got to go again. It's... imminent again. It's just like bubbled up again. It's like old faithful, you know.
Did your wife freak out?
No, she just was laughing at me.
You gotta go poop again? What are you, Miles?
So then I go in there and I, you know, unleash the fury again. And not quite as bad, you know what I mean? This is just an aftershock kind of thing. I thought, great, I'm done for, this is gonna be it. I'm done. Fantastic. Well, just before... So, now at this point, my daughter's going off to do some things, and my wife and I have to wait, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, you know, it's like a half hour, 45 minutes later again, maybe an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. I have to go again. This is ridiculous. I cannot believe this. I'm so angry. I'm like, this Cheesecake Factory, you know, owes me. Thankfully, all these things happened in the same bathroom, which is a very nice bathroom, by the way. Thank goodness.
You know, didn't I visit you once and I had a similar problem? You thought it was very funny.
Yes.
Because I had my haunted vision.
No, that's right.
back, you know.
Sleeping bag, like, yes.
Yeah, sleeping bag. With yeah. me. You thought it was funny. And,
oh, I did. So... Now, here's the weird thing. The third time I go, there's like nobody around except for just a few people because this thing was kind of metered out throughout the day. And so as people were finishing, they were leaving. So we were a little bit later for our appointment. And so there's hardly anybody around. And so I go into the same bathroom again. I go to the same stall, which is my saving grace. I went to the same stall three times, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
And I sit down. And it's like a busload of people show up in the bathroom. All of a sudden, the door just like held open, and people are rushing into the bathroom. I'm like, there was absolutely nobody in this place. Nobody. And I'm going to make a lot of noise here, you know. And I'm like, and so then all of a sudden, I can't do it. I'm already, I'm in position. And, you know, it's like, it's like, you know, free pancakes or something. Everybody's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce Springsteen's in here, whatever you want to say. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I am so confused at this point because there literally was no one in the building.
Yeah.
So I wait and it kind of clears out. And finally, you know, with all the flushing, I found my opportunities to join in the cacophony of bathroom noises. I'm like, thankfully, this should be the last one. You know, things were finally going from, you know, more of a puree to more of a soft serve kind of situation. And and then when I come out, there's like nobody, there's nobody there again. And I go to my wife, and she's like, what happened? And I said, I'm like, where are all these people? I went to the bathroom, and it was like there was a herd of people came in there, and now nobody's around. And she's like, oh, we were by this place where there was a theater. And they were all in the theater, and it was intermission. They all came out. Here's the bathroom, and then went back in there. I was so confused.
They couldn't stand it. They're like, no, I'll hold it. I'll just hold it.
Yeah, it was like, and I was so confused by all that. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Where are all these people at? I thought for sure some bus pulled up and everybody just got off, you know?
Who was the freak in the bathroom? Holy Christ.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thankfully, that was the last. But I could not. I mean, you know, I couldn't fart for the rest of the day.
I don't think you're going to get the full ride to that one. I don't think. Sorry, we're full next year. We're sorry.
Yeah, no kidding. The dean comes in there. Holy moly, what the?
Your daughter's too overqualified. It
smells like Cheesecake Factory in here.
That's really the Fart Cake Factory.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my Lord. I was so spent, you know. It just was overwhelming. Yeah. I just wanted to curl up in the corner.
I'm just going to go home. No, you're not!
Yeah. I could drive 4 hours without taking another shit, I swear to God.
I just want to go to the car. No, you're not! Oh, rage.
So anyway, yeah, it was... It was miserable for that aspect of it.
That's disgusting.
There was some good stuff that happened, but that was bad. The only saving grace was that it was a nice bathroom, so.
Well, I made room for dessert.
Yeah. Do you want some cheesecake?
I'm ready for the cheesecake, Hans.
So, I don't know what they drizzled on my pizza, but or what that bitter thing was in the salad, but it opened me up like...
Keep eating it. Keep
yeah. It was... Yay. It was... Whew. I will never eat different. I will always eat the same yeah. now. Never going to take another chance.
Mmm.
Yeah. I think you figure you'd yeah. appreciate that, you know.
Yeah, I do. I do like a good diarrhea story.
Yeah, because you like me to suffer.
Yes, I do like you to suffer. I do.
And I suffered greatly that day. I tell you, the only, and I may have mentioned this, the last time I had that much pent-up aggression in my yeah. bowels...
Didn't you get dehydrated or something?
Oh, I did one time, yeah. That was a long time ago, yeah. I did, but that was at home, though.
Yeah.
Luckily, that was at home. I shit so much I got dehydrated.
Luckily, you're 4 hours away, crapping your brains out.
Right. The only other time that's happened in recent memory was probably, gosh, at least 15 years ago. Now, yeah. enough, it has to do with, I was coming back from Kansas City. It was me and my boss at the time.
Uh-huh.
And we got, you know, not quite halfway across the state, and I'm like, I got to pull over.
And what?
No, he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I go into, like, this nasty-ass 66 station. I mean, nasty, nasty.
Nasty.
And all it was a toilet with a stall around it and a urinal and a sink, right?
Yep.
And it was nasty. And I unleashed holy fury in there while everybody and their brother was coming to take a whiz.
I got a pee. Nah, I don't have to pee. No.
Yeah, exactly. The people were like, oh my God, what the hell? And I got out of there, thankfully, without any issues. But that was... The last time I remember having an experience like this was probably that long ago.
Honey, you got a Coca-Cola bottle. I got to take a pee. I'm not going in there with that guy.
That's right. I'm just going to pee around back. Yeah. No, it was... Oh. And I was like, why in the world don't they have this just be like those ones without the stall so you can lock the yeah. door? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that door was open more than it was closed, I swear to God. I was like, sitting there crapping my brains out. So. But I mean, at that point, I was physically ill. I was waiting so long, and my boss is. I'm like sweating. Honestly, I was sweating. I was hunched over. He's oblivious. He's just driving, and I was sitting there in the passenger seat. I was like, "Oh my God!" Literally, if we hit another bump, I am gonna burst. And that's why I made him pull over. But it was just horrible.
Yeah.
I was like, I can make it. I can make it another hour. No, I can't.
Nah.
So anyway, what's going on with you?
I left my
heart in Kansas City.
Well, let's change it up just a little bit. Let's go the opposite direction here. And So I tried to poison people last week at work, and that.
Oh yeah, with your giant lip balms.
Lip balms that weren't really lip balms. It was really sunscreen. And
right,
I apologize
yeah.
to everyone who got sick. So I don't care. So, like, there's this lady that, you know, comes and buys stuff about once a month, right?
Sure.
And she usually, I don't know why, she likes to call up before she comes in. I don't know why. You open? You going to be there? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're wearing tight pants.
And, no, she's very nice lady. She's probably, I'm guessing, 6 or 7 years older than me. Very nice, late, pleasant lady, always happy. And but on the phone, it's always, you know, sweetheart and honey. And, you know, you get like one of those waitresses, you know, honey, do you want more grits with, you know, your thing, sweetheart?
Yeah.
You know, like, but one of those people, I mean, she doesn't mean it in a weird way. It's just the way she talks, right?
Okay.
You know, hey, Bob, hey, sweetheart, how you doing, sweetheart, honey, how you doing, right?
I got you.
So, like, Also, she also says, I love you a lot, you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're the best. I love you. I love you. You're the best. You're the best. I love you. I love you, right? That's just the way she is. I've known her for a while now. And that's the way she is, right? I'm like, okay.
Sounds interesting. Gotcha.
And nothing weird about it. Just the way she is. So
sounds kind of weird to me.
Right?
Huh? Sounds kind of weird to me, but okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, yeah, we're getting there. So now, same thing today. Hey, do you have this? Yes. You know, are you going to be open for what? Yes. You know. And she goes, oh, you're the best, you're the best. Like, oh, no, okay, I got to go. Okay, yeah, you're the best. Okay, you know, I love you, okay, thank you. And I'm like, you know, so this is me now. I'm like, okay, thank you, I love you.
You said it?
I said it! I said it! As I was hanging up, I said it. I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like,
and she's like, hold on, hey.
No, as I was hanging up, I said it, so I don't know what her reaction was. So I'm like, okay, wait, well, should I call her back?
Yeah, call her back. Well, I didn't really mean that, just, you know.
Yeah, I know, okay. So then I'm also like an asshole, like, listen, I don't really like to hug or say I love you very much, and
I did both while I was talking to you. I was hugging myself, but that's...
So... She said she was coming in soon, so I've been waiting like all day. She never shows up.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm all weird. I'm like, okay, now, all right. So I was going to like laugh it off. Like, hey, you're not going to believe what I said.
Yeah, she probably is scared of you now.
I got a stalker.
I know. I can't believe I did it. I'm like, what? I didn't even say it loud. I was like, I couldn't, you know, I was like, I was trying to get off the phone. You know, I'm like, okay, I got to go. Like, all right, yep. All right, bye. Yep, love you.
Officer Stadenko, you have to go with me so I can go to the auto parts store. I've got a stalker.
You got a stalker?
Really? What are you talking about? Oh, the guy down there said he loved me on the phone.
That pervert. You know what he said?
He loves me. And then I could hear him undressing me with his ears.
What is he, Leo Biscaglia?
Leo Biscaglia.
He said he loved me.
Oh my God. That was so weird. That was so weird.
Well, there's a
very short list of people I say I love you to. There's a very, very short list of people.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you've never told me.
And you're not going to hear it either. You're not going to hear it.
The officer's like, well, did he say love like penis and vagina, or love like a dog?
I don't know. I'm just glad that's all I said. Yeah, you know.
I think he does love dogs.
Kiss me, all right? Yeah, okay, yeah. Kiss me. What? Nice. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would suggest you don't do, pull your pockets out and say you ever kiss a rabbit between the ears. Next time she's in, just.
Maybe I'll have my new thing whenever I'm talking to somebody. All right.
Mr. Love ya.
We'll see you Monday. Love ya.
Love ya.
Who the hell, Miles? What the hell?
Yeah, you better start saying that when she's in there so that way, you know.
Oh, I said to everybody. Love ya.
Love ya. That way you won't get, you know, pinpointed there.
I know.
Hey, Miles, put out some more of that giant lip balm. Okay, boss, love ya.
I know. It was so awkward. It was so... I'm like, I really hope she didn't hear that. I'm really hoping she hung up, too, as I was hanging up. So.
Wow, Miles spreading the love.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't even mean to say it. It just, like, slipped out. I mean, I didn't even mean to say it. It's awkward. It's very awkward for me. You know, I'm not one that just throws that out there, you know.
Apparently you are.
No, I'm not.
And I think everybody now feels slighted that you love this woman and you don't love anybody else.
I guess. I don't know, man.
So like you're singing Tears for Fears songs all day over there. Sowing the seeds of love. He's sowing the seeds of love.
Little Stevie Wonder. I just called.
That's right. To say.
Hello.
Something that I don't usually say.
I love you, man. I just want to say it to everybody, so I'm going to clear on this. Hey, Bob, so man, I love you.
I don't really want to hear that, honestly.
I want to be in the clear on this, so everybody that listens, Midge, man, I love you.
Really?
Manny, I love you. CB, you know the love's there, man. You know it.
Well, you didn't say I love you then. It's different.
Baker, I love you, man.
You got to say I love you to CB.
Yeah, I said I love you. What? What? I can't say that? A man can't say that to another man and be weird? I mean, is it...
You're weird, all right.
Yeah, I'm weird, all right. I'm saying this to people I don't even know. You know, like, hey.
Saying to, well, you do like older women. It's a thing.
That's true. Well, that's true, apparently, yeah.
It's a thing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing was, though, they were older when you were in your 30s and they were in their 40s. But now that you're even older.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Maybe you should keep a few of those I love yous to yourself.
Yeah, maybe.